Section 4.12, a summary of dietary strategies. Plan all of your meals for each entire week. Only choose the items you need for your planned meals when you're at the grocery store. If you don't have junk around the house, you most likely won't eat junk. Calculate your daily caloric requirements to lose weight. Don't obsess over calories, but try to stay approximately where you need to be to lose weight. Eat a portion of lean protein at each meal, along with a portion of fibrous healthy carbohydrates and a portion of healthy fats. Focus on unrefined, unprocessed foods in their natural state. Focus on lower glycemic index carbohydrate sources for the majority of your meals. But don't worry about avoiding healthy higher glycemic index choices like bananas, raisins, and carrots. These foods have beneficial nutrients, and the glycemic response can be controlled if the portions are kept low and combined properly with other foods. Eat higher glycemic index carbohydrate sources, like sugar and lower fiber complex carbs, along with protein immediately after your intense workouts to replenish muscle glycogen and start the muscle repair process. A 2-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein immediately following your workouts best facilitates the recovery process. Avoid fad diets or crash diets. Do not cut calories too low such that you create an energy deficit exceeding 1,000 calories per day. I.e. your maintenance caloric intake is 3,000 calories per day. Never go below 2,000 calories a day. A 500 to 750 calorie per day energy deficit is best for fat loss while maintaining muscle. As a general rule, it is never recommended that females go below 1,200 calories per day, and males should never go below 1,600 calories per day. Try to incorporate an overfeeding day once per week to stimulate your metabolism and to help you stay on your focused diet for the other 6 days per week. Avoid refined oils, trans fats, and high fructose corn syrup at all costs. Try to include green, oolong, black, and white teas into your daily diet to promote a slight edge in thermogenesis and fat burning. Try the suggestion of mixing all four of these teas into an iced tea mixture and drinking it throughout the first half of each day. If you can handle spicy food, don't be afraid to include chili and cayenne pepper in your foods to benefit from the slight metabolic boost and antioxidant benefits of capsaicin. As long as you're not lactose intolerant, include at least 3 to 4 servings of dairy, raw grass-fed dairy is the best, and other sources of dietary calcium into your daily plan to promote fat loss. Choose organic foods as often as you can to avoid the possible fat-storing effects of pesticides in your body. To help get rid of your stubborn belly fat, make sure to minimize, as best as possible, soy products, beer, and other estrogenic foods, and try to focus on the estrogenic fighting foods as listed in Section 4.11.